nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
On with the show, this is it.
On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family-style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show, this is it.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, welcome to Thursday, February 21st. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Husker Nick, good morning.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
A lot of people, I think... felt guilty a little bit about the snow day yesterday.
Why? What do you mean?
Because they're getting ready for another week of snow?
Well, no, I think it was like, oh man, he's damned if he does, if damned if he doesn't. Steve Joel putting out a snow day because it was beautiful yesterday.
Did you see the official amount of snow we got in Lincoln was 5.1 inches?
Uh-huh.
But the city decided that we didn't get above the 4 inches we needed to do our individual streets.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
What? Oh, I was like, wait a minute. And don't they realize... starting tomorrow night, we're about to get a ton of snow.
Yeah.
Our street is probably going to have, God, I bet, easily over 10 inches of snow on it.
Yeah, my street's pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh. And then next week, what's-his-face, Rusty Dawkins put out his weekly yes, no on whether it's going to be nice days and if the dogs should be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an entire week of no's because it's all snow next week.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It was gorgeous, though, yesterday. We went to I've never been sledding at Pioneers Park before. I took the kids sledding at Pioneers
that
Park.
That is so much fun.
Yeah,
it was
a really good
awesome.
One of the best places to go because
it was
a giant hill.
Perfect out. Mm-hmm. Like, no wind.
It's like 34.
Perfectly sunny.
It was like we lived in Colorado.
Remember I described that, like those days where you get the snow and there's like 5-6 inches of snow and it's like 35 degrees and
that
it's
was
gorgeous.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like that again today, like 34 for the high. So
that's cool.
Get outside and enjoy
get out there,
it
kiddos.
Again after school.
And I think we timed it perfectly because we got there like a little before lunch.
Okay.
And it wasn't that crowded. By the time we left at like 2:30, it was rocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
well,
everybody
people are
was
like,
there.
I'm gonna cut out work a little bit early, go grab the kids and hit to the hill.
Did the kids get early naps in or anything afterwards?
Because
that's a lot of walking back
nobody
up that
napped.
Hill. That's a long hill to walk back up.
It is a long hill to walk back up. It
none,
is yes.
None
especially
of them
as the,
out in the car on the way home.
No,
wow.
That's
wow.
Shockingly.
Look at those kids.
Shockingly,
that would have been me. That was me every time when I was a kid. If we went anywhere and did something like that, I'd be like. Done.
I was when we were gonna leave. Everybody, you know the one. Okay, one more. Everybody gets one more, and then
yeah,
we have to go.
Which is like an hour for you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! And then Zach. Well, they didn't all go. Yeah. Anyway, but Zach, we got all the way down into you know that valley down there,
uh-huh.
And then he decided to screw around down there for a while, and everybody's waited to go. So I had that entire walk down there to build up the yell. You know what I mean? Like, because I had to march my butt down that 200 yards or whatever it is. I was all fired up by the time I got down there. Everybody is waiting for you.
During that 15 minutes, he was doing everything he could not to look back up the hill.
Like,
really, so I think your mom's coming. I cannot look up there. I won't look up there.
She's yelling at you.
I can't hear her at all.
I have snow in my ear. I can't hear anything.
Can't hear it.
Diddly squat. Angry march back up.
Which is way worse than the march down.
I'm surprised you just didn't send Brady down there. Just like he's, I volunteer to go down. And he goes down on the sled and gets his brother and comes back up.
He's just as slow half the time. That would have taken another 20 minutes.
Plus Zach.
I don't trust
that. Zach is really manipulative. He would have just talked him into staying.
Probably, yeah.
And then she'd have had two kids down there.
I had to march back down there anyway.
Yeah.
It was really fun, though.
Good. Glad you had fun. And a lot of people did, too. Now it's back to school for a couple days. So we are going to get you out of this planet that is the Hoff, Nebraska that we live in and get you to sunny Florida. We've got Tortuga coming up. We've got more chances for you to win as well with Kenny Chesney.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
The last time this happened was with the Terminator.
Yeah.
This time, it's a fight to save the universe and our police officers are manning the front lines against more inanimate objects. So the California Highway Patrol pulled over a Ford Mustang speeding on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
The driver sped off. He wound up pulling over on a side street, and he and his passenger ran away on foot. And the cops, of course, quickly tracked them down.
Okay.
But there was still a guy in the back seat of the car.
Uh-oh.
The cops repeatedly told him to get out. Come out of the car. Hands up.
And he didn't budge?
He would not move.
Wow.
Oh, that's bad.
You just don't do that with the police. So the cops slowly approached the car with their guns drawn. and found out the guy in the back seat was actually a life-size stormtrooper.
Awesome.
I mean, that standoff could have gone on literally forever.
Yeah,
right.
You think we'll just wait this guy out? At some point, he's going to have to get out. He's going to get hungry or thirsty or need to go to the bathroom.
Poop. Yeah, there'll be a poop somewhere.
Not this guy.
Nah, man, he's good. Also, if he starts firing at him, there's no worries. Stormtroopers couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
That's why the standoff would take forever, is because the stormtrooper would be shooting at him. And
I picture
all the officers would have to do is duck.
They don't actually.
No, they don't even have to duck.
Have to do that.
They
just stand there.
Like hit everywhere but
they're just looking around. They're like, this guy has no aim. Although, cool laser gun.
Right. Yeah.
Like a super cool. How actually trained are these guys? I never understood with the stormtroopers in Star Wars, because they're all clones of each other. Like, at one point, wouldn't they have at least tested the first guy and been like, hey, shoot something for me and show me you can hit it?
They were based on Jango Fett, who is this great bounty hunter character,
I'm just nerding out more than I even understand.
It's like the movie Multiplicity.
You could have told me anything.
Okay, well, the story is, Boba Fett's dad.
Okay.
Stormtroopers were made out of Boba Fett's dad.
Oh, boy.
But it kind of comes down to like
the... shot, huh?
He was really, really good. I think the whole thought process behind it is like the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton. You make a clone of yourself, it's not quite as good as you.
And then everyone gets progressively dumber.
Progressively worse. And so, you've got Doug. Come on up, Doug. We're spitting on bugs and shooting lasers all over the place type of thing.
What was the last one? There was a Arnold Schwarzenegger cutout?
It was a Terminator cutout in a window. And
that's
someone
right.
reported that someone had broken into the shop. And the police, got it because he had a gun.
Yeah.
Because it's a Terminator cutout.
Probably a really big one. It was the Terminator.
Yeah, they were freaking out.
Yeah.
If you want to live.
My dad, because he used to run movie theaters like decades ago, he has this vintage cutout of Roy Rogers, and it's a full-sized like cardboard cutout. It has been at the end of the long hallway near his bed, like outside the bedrooms, for years. And I cannot tell you, every time I stay at his house, if I have to get up to cross the hall at night because the other bathroom is across the hall, every single time I freak out because you turn the corner, there's a man in the hallway!
Roy Rogers is there to scare the crap out of you every
time.
Your
dad just has that at the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Yep.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We've got new music for you in our Nitty Gritty for Music City, and the ACM nominations are out. Did your favorites make the cut? It's coming up in the...
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
The ACM nominations were announced yesterday, and leading the pack are Chris Stapleton and Dan and Shay with 6 apiece. Dan Smyers of Dan and Shay, also has 4 additional nominations as a producer and writer of their nominated songs. So actually, the ACM so far this year belongs to Dan Smyers.
Mm-hmm.
Hot off her big Grammy win, Kacey Musgraves picked up 5 nominations. And Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, and Bebe Rexha each got 4.
Do you think Bebe Rexha is going to and Florida Georgia Line is going to get their just due on how long they were out for the single?
I don't know.
Do you think they finally will?
I don't know.
Because they're up for a bunch, because this is the Country Music Awards, so
it's
different, obviously, than the Grammys. You've got country people
it's
who
more
are
centrally focused
talking about
on that
what
genre,
was,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think they'll finally get it.
Maybe.
In the Entertainer of the Year category, you have Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, and Chris Stapleton. You might notice they all have something in common. Once again, all men, and Reba McEntire, who is hosting the show, is not amused. She said, quote, "It does not make me very happy because we've got some very talented women out there working their butts off this year." Reba is hosting for the 16th time, by the way. To see the whole list of nominees, see if your favorites are in there, you can go to our website. That is KZKX.com.
And a bunch of them we're going to have for you in concert, too. It seems like we got Stapleton, Dan Shay, Kenny Chesney,
Brothers
Jason Aldean,
Osborne.
Brothers Osborne, Dierks.
Everybody wants to come to Lincoln.
Yeah.
Well, things continue to get weird for Miranda Lambert's police officer husband, Brendan McLaughlin. Now he has been pulled off the streets because he's become a celebrity. It didn't help that his beat was Times Square.
He is
now, if there's one place probably a brand new celebrity could not be just a normal person, it'd be Times Square.
Right.
He is now a driver for the higher-ups. They say that is not a demotion, by the way. Apparently, reporters were following him around, and tourists kept trying to get selfies and autographs, and a source in the police department said, quote, it would be hard for him to do his job with everyone hounding him.
Yeah, no kidding.
So does he live in New York still, or does she live there?
I don't know.
No, Miranda lives in
Nashville.
They're
married, and they're just living in different states?
It's possible. Or if she's not doing something musically or on tour, she probably got like an apartment up there.
Interesting. It'd be no reason to. She's got the money. She can just grab an apartment, I suppose.
Yeah.
And obviously he must have a house. Also, somewhere to live. And here's another fun fact about Brendan. He was the cover model on a romance novel called Lincoln Hospital.
What?
This is real. The writer found out that he had married Miranda Lambert, so she started tweeting about it, because obviously, buy my book.
Right.
I don't know if you know this, but look at this. So yeah, there is a romance novel called Lincoln Hospital.
I may have to tweet out
I wonder cover how many of these book. Things Miranda knew ahead of time.
Right.
Like is she like all the things? Oh, okay. You're also on the cover of a romance novel. All right.
Well, she's
anything else I need to know?
All of us aren't rock stars. We got to make our money.
She's one by his house, and he's got pictures of his cover of the Lincoln Hospital.
Yeah,
first time he get his badge when he was with the police department and academy and stuff. So.
Finally, we have some new Dierks Bentley music for you. Living is the new one from his latest album, The Mountain.
A great and freaking album.
Here's a taste of that. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yes, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living.
I can't wait to see him at concert on the 2nd. That's going to
be great. It's going to be great. That album, Someday, Believe It or Not, it's not going to be cold and snowy here.
What?
And when that happens,
I would suggest
playing that album while you're grilling outside.
Just on repeat.
I was like part of my last summer. It was one of my 4-album rotation I had.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
I still can't wrap my brain around that someday it's not going to be snowing thing. You can hear the whole song and see the video on our website. That's KZKX.com. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, a lot of snow, but hey, at least you can go outside and do something fun with the kiddos maybe after school. That's one good thing. More good things just around the corner.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Celebrating some good things, including right here in Nebraska, a good thing for kids. We'll get that coming up. But first, Lauren, what's yours?
I have a good thing that comes from Florida. They did something good.
All right.
There's a woman named Shadow Landry, and she posted a video on Facebook. She was in a store the other day with her partner, and their baby started screaming, so she asked him to take the baby out to the car and go sit, trying to check out. And they went out to the car, and he did. It was every parent's worst nightmare. That thing where you set the keys on the seat, put the baby in, close the door, realize it was all locked, and you just locked the baby in the car.
Oh, my.
So there were a bunch of inmates on work release right in the just a couple of yards away.
Okay.
And he's trying to figure out what to do. And he went over and talked to the deputy. Well, it just so happened that some of these inmates knew how one might pop the window to a car, into a car without hurting it.
Okay, that's awesome.
The deputy authorized it. The inmates ran over and busted the kid out in minutes.
That's phenomenal.
Awesome. Right?
Well, it just so happens I know how to do this. Don't ask me any questions, but they saved the baby. The baby got out.
I hope he got like a year off his sentence or something for helping save a kid.
Going on there, that's for sure.
Pops up on the roof while they were tarring it or something.
Everybody was fine.
Good. Husker Nick, your good thing.
So at the Grand Canyon National Park, they have this thing, and it's called Junior Rangers, where they have little kids that learn how to take care of nature, how to take care of the park, the importance of the Grand Canyon National Park, and all those sort of things.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And this year happens to be their 100th anniversary of becoming a national park. And also on top of that, super cool, and these pictures are so adorable, they got their first Junior Ranger that's older than the park. They have this little old lady, and she's adorable. Her name's Rose Torfey, and she'd been going to the park since like 1985. She goes down there, and she's reading about the Junior Rangers, and she's like, well, my mom always taught me you take care of national parks, whatever, and that kind of stuff. So she wanted to become a Junior Ranger, and there's all these photos of her posing with like the park's 100th birthday cake, and like she's sitting there.
And she's so happy.
But she got a diploma, and she's officially a Junior Ranger, and she's adorable. So
I just retweeted your article about it.
Oh, you gotta look at it. Yeah. It'll put a smile on your face.
Rose is the best. My good thing is if you're a science kid, you've got a chance to do something really cool. The Nebraska Science Festival is looking for kids statewide to submit essays. Chance to win 2 tickets to the Science Festival and meet and greet with robotics specialist Grant Imahara. You know the name because he was on Mythbusters a lot. And he's very funny and a lot of fun. So I'm going to put it on our JP Lauren Mornings page for you to go grab. If you got kids like mine who love science, it's 4th through 12th graders. And they're going to split it up into different categories via age, like 4th to 6th and so on and so forth. So a 1,000-word essay on what type of robot you would like to invent to help people and your community and why. And you have a chance to meet Grant Imahara from Mythbusters, which is so cool.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Somebody getting pulled over with the poop emoji on their license plate. We'll explain coming up.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We have an incoming text. We are go for men.
Poop me?
What's he doing?
He's making the wrong face.
Huh?
What the heck?
Oh, Lord.
That's one of the worst movies ever of all time. That
my
would be
son
the emoji
and my
movie.
Wife watched that 3 times this weekend.
My
really?
Kids, the my emoji kids actually movie. Really like
they
that.
They love it. Yeah, Carter loves it. Kids love it, man. I'm surprised. You're a small child at heart. I can't believe
I hated
you don't
that
love
movie.
It.
That's right
I don't
up there
know.
Garfield
I've seen
2
worse.
And Big Top
it's
Pee-wee
not.
And...
I was going to say, Emoji Movie actually isn't the worst movie, like kids movie I've
right.
seen. Because it's got adult
worst
jokes.
Kids movies.
Yeah. It's got adult jokes in it.
So in Australia... in Queensland specifically, they've just announced they're going to start letting people get personalized license plates next month that have emojis on them.
Oh, God.
So far, the emojis that are available are the laugh out loud face, the winking face, the smiling face with sunglasses, and the hearts for eyes face.
Oh, so it's not all
it's
emojis.
Very, no, it's not all of them. Which
oh,
I,
but that's the next step, guys.
So, like, so you
that's
couldn't
the next
have.
Step.
Right.
You couldn't have a winky face in an eggplant or something.
No,
that like, JP would have a winky face and go eggplant winky face peach. That's what JP would put up there.
And then because he likes fruits and vegetables and healthy eating.
Yes, yes. Or like JP thinks everything's okay, so you'd have the okay hand, and then you'd have the pointing hand.
Yeah,
right next to it because he's like everything's
look at
okay.
That.
Like everything's okay, and then an eggplant. Like that's what JP would have on his license plate, or he'd have one of the little kids. And then a lollipop and a bicycle. And that would be his license plate. 100%. Any of those things would be what you would put on there.
Because those are all things he likes.
That's
candy,
true.
Candy, he loves kids.
Yeah, loves kids.
What would be on your license plate, Lauren, if you could do it in all emojis?
I liked yours. You made one yesterday. I thought it was pretty clever.
It was just all babies and a what face.
yeah, she had 4 kids, like 4 babies, and then like a mom, like, I thought that was pretty good.
I don't know.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so I'm gonna admit something. This won't surprise anybody because I'm kind of a butthole, but I'm going to tell you anyways. I would 100% just every time I saw a car drive by with an emoji on its license plate, I'd criticize them. Like, I would totally judge them.
Don't you judge everybody that has a vanity plate?
No, not at all.
Oh, I do.
I have one.
I know.
Yeah, he's got Husker
Nick. Like, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, it's because you wanted it.
I know, but I don't know. I judge a little. I do.
No, I would. I would totally get... Like an emoji one, that would be fun.
I would totally, like, if someone drove by, I'd be like, because, like, I kind of judge people when they text me with emojis, much less when now I'm getting license plates driving around and there's, like, all these emojis. I'd totally judge them. It would be wrong of me. I'll admit it. But I would be the most critical, like, sit in my car, just judgy McJudgertons the whole time.
It is. It takes vanity plates up to another level.
It does.
It's like the difference between someone sending you a selfie and someone sending you a way filtered selfie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the taking the look at me up to the next level.
A whole other world.
Yeah.
With all the filters and the different, like, fireworks going off in the corners, like 4th of July, totally fun time. And then back eating a hot dog. And, so that would be their emoji license. I would. Exactly. I would judge so hard. And then like road rage would become a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'd be mocking their emoji license plate while I was at it. Instead of just yelling at them for cutting me off.
You imagine the first car chase that they have to deal with? Yeah, we're chasing a ghost surprise face with a poop emoji.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. As the officers are trying to read the license plate to other officers.
Let's be real. This thing would just get me in trouble anyways. Because the only emoji I'd put on mine probably would be the two beers clinking. Like, I'd be a target everywhere I drove. Like, the cops would just go, beers clinking guy just drove by. I'm going to pull him over just out of suspicion.
Just to double check.
He's coming from downtown. Let's pull him over.
That's a really good point. Like, should they just ticket you? Like, do they even need to do a breathalyzer if you just have the alcohol, like the martini glass and the wine glass on your license? But just ticket him.
How soon would it be that we would have the first ever police arresting a guy whose license plate was four bags of cash and then like a robber? Like,
hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Criminals are too dumb not to put that on their license plate. We know that.
You can see emoji license plates that we did for us on our Facebook page at KX969. And put up your emoji license plates, too. We'd love to see them as well. Your chance to win your way to Kenny Chesney with just a second coming up now. Chris Young hanging on. He'll be live. Sir Cove along with Chris Jansen this summer. We've got your free tickets online at KZKX.com. We also have your free tickets to win your way to see Kenny Chesney live, courtesy of Blue Chair Bay Rum. And everybody who wins tickets, including on this morning show, a chance to meet Kenny Chesney backstage thanks to Blue Chair Bay Rum. We've got some big surprises as well coming up at Longwell's for the party with that. We have some of the awesome spiced rum that is a new rum that they've got coming out, as well as a giant blue chair coming.
Like an actual blue chair?
Yes.
Nice.
It was a part of our rider in agreeing to this contest with Blue Chair.
Oh, yeah? You told him, like, here's the deal. I need a blue chair.
We need a case of your spiced rum and a giant blue chair.
We won't give away your rum unless you give us a chair. I feel like that's
if there's ever, like, a Jack Daniels one of these, I want to write in, I need a Southern gentleman named Jack Daniels to show up with a hat on.
That full
suit? Or else we're not doing this.
I still want one of those giant...
You guys can shove it.
Jack Daniels statues like they have at the bars and stuff.
Yeah, those are sweet. I've tried to steal that thing like twice. There was one out front of Brothers. I tried to steal it twice. It was really heavy.
Who are we to demand anything?
maybe we're the JP Lauren Husker Nick show. Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
There you go. That's exactly why we...
That'll get you a nickel and a high five.
Sometimes that's all I need for a good day.
All right. If you are a diehard Kenny Chesney fan... Another round of Just a Second.
Oh, are you going to criticize him today?
I am not going to criticize anybody. That is our listeners who do that when they don't get
them right. Okay, so we're going to ask our listeners to bully people.
We don't ask them. They just naturally do it.
Oh, wow. You're really calling out our listeners for being bad people. I think they're wonderful.
They're not bad people.
Like, I would never say that in a million years. Our listeners are awesome.
They're disappointed when they know the answer. And
they build people up.
Anyway, so if you'd like to play and win Kenny Chesney tickets...
Country fan on country fan crime does not happen around here.
We need two of you to play the game. Just a second.
We just build each other up.
To win your way to see this guy live. Kenny Chesney. 466-9696. A round of Just a Second to win your way to the show and a shot to meet him backstage courtesy of Blue Chair Bay Rum. That's next.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's the most intense game that we play on this show.
Oh, my.
It's called Just a Second.
Just a Second.
Just a
and
second.
All we're giving you is just a second to
just
make Kenny Chesney
second
song.
Yes.
And you could win your way to seeing him live coming up in May at Pinnacle Bank and Marina. Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. You ready to play this game? You think you can handle it?
I hope so.
We will find out shortly.
And Shauna is on the other line. Good morning, Shauna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. Let's see if you guys really know your Kenny Chesney songs.
Yes, because all you get is 1 second of a song, and you just have to tell us the
title.
How come
we didn't bring back that bald one that we did earlier in the week?
The Chrome Dome Theater?
Because this one's fun.
Because there's only so many bald celebrities.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's not
I mean, there was Vin Diesel that we didn't do.
You have to go...
The Rock?
Deeper and deeper into the... Into the list, and it gets more and more confusing.
Boy. Telly Savalas? Nobody really knows who Telly is anymore. So it's just a second. We're going to give you the song again. You're yelling out your name as your buzzer, and it's the best of five.
Yep, here we go.
So here's the first song in Just a Second for Kenny Chesney tickets.
The bodies that
Play it again.
One more time.
Shauna.
Shauna.
Ooh.
Hold on.
She's singing in her head.
Hold on. Oh my gosh.
5 seconds.
All right. Don't forget, people. JP wants you to ridicule them at KZKX969 on Twitter.
To focus.
No. This is part of it.
And time has run out.
This is part of the... You just want silence on
I
radio?
I will give this for Ann. Here's one more time.
Oh, gosh. I don't know that one either.
No, never heard of it.
All right. It is the song...
That's why we're taught.
I had to hear the chorus
some
on that.
Some of these are obvious, and some you've picked weird seconds.
Yes.
Like, there are
I'm
seconds
the
that
exact
are obvious.
First second of the song. Like, the first lyrics that he's singing of the song is what I've got for you.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes that's not helpful.
Yeah.
That was Living in Fast Forward.
All right, well, all right. For one. Here we
Here's
go.
Here's the next one.
At KZKX969.
Just Ridicule. A second. Stop it.
Suntan.
Oh, yeah.
Shauna. When the sun goes down.
Tickling sand.
There we go. When the sun goes 1-0 down. With 3 remaining.
Good job, Shauna.
I don't do math. Down. So we'll just keep going.
Shauna has jumped out to an early lead.
Wow. She's got the 1 point lead
with
so
fun.
Far.
Woo. All right, what do we got, JP?
All right, here's our next one in just a second
this
for Kenny's tickets.
Summertime is.
Ann.
Summertime.
Oh, buddy.
Nice job, Ann. That's right.
She some of these are hard. Like, I could tell, I could sing more of the song, but I don't. But like the then coming up with the title is a separate is
tough.
A separate thing.
Right.
So that's, good job.
That's why
Die
Hards are what we're looking for Hold Kenny Chesney tickets because this is a big deal.
All right, 1-1. What do we got, JP? Right,
here's number two, number four.
Whatever four.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Nope.
Oh wait.
Oh yeah. Did you give him a tease of
Jack
the next
one?
Again.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Jack and
Diane. Oh. Or Ann.
Shauna.
The
I think I heard Ann,
Ann,
yeah.
I go back.
And I go back to Tucson.
All right. 2-1, Ann. If Ann gets another one, she's going to see Kenny Chesney.
Oh, boy.
Here's the next one. It's just a second for Kenny Chesney tickets.
This could. Tearing out into the wild. Again.
I can't hear it.
Listen down your phone.
Tearing out into the wild.
Do it again.
Ann.
Oh, wait.
Ann
buzzed in. Say it again.
Ann said it.
Ann, beer in Mexico.
All right.
Wow. Nice work, Ann.
We need to never play this game again simply because JP's so stressed right now. Watching you click those. And dude, I just don't want you to stress out.
I'm not stressed at all. I'm just focused.
Okay. You look stressed when
like
you're focused.
Like a ninja.
Ann's not stressed because she just won Kenny Chesney tickets.
Yay.
Nice job, Ann. Hang on the line. Shauna, thank you for playing. You can continue to win tickets with us and also online at KZKX.com. All right?
All right, thanks.
It's a very stressful game, but it's a lot of fun. It's just a second for Kenny Chesney tickets.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
And again, everybody can be a winner on our website at KZKX.com, courtesy of Blue Chair Bay Rum tickets and backstage passes only from Kix. We are minutes away from Datum or Dump'Em.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts. Break the rules with their uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut at 9th and P downtown. Get there like now. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have your chance to win yourself a $25 gift card to Hertz Donuts if you can figure out what went wrong for our friends on Datum or Dump'Em. And again, if you need our help with any dating issues, we're here for you. Just direct message us and you can be a part of the show too. Ryan would like to find his date from last Thursday night.
Mm.
And he needs our assistance with that. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, real quick, Ryan, I just want you to know, because we're getting into Datum or Dump'Em here, I watched Gone Girl yesterday, so I'm kind of in a weird mood right now, paying attention to what we're about to do, and the fact that she's gone has got me nervous about a lot of stuff. I just want you to know my head's in a weird spot.
Like she faked her death?
Maybe. I mean, hey.
To get out of a date with him?
What if
really
that's
brutal?
What happened?
That must have been a really bad date.
I also saw Girl on a Train like 2 weeks ago, so, man, there's a lot of weird possible scenarios already going through my head.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but I think this girl was so normal.
Okay, so how did you guys meet?
Well, we actually met at your onesie crawl.
Oh, at our onesie crawl, okay.
Yeah, I was out with a couple of friends, and we crossed paths with her. She was dressed as a hot unicorn, and I was wearing a Chewbacca costume, so it kind of was an odd pairing, but it was great.
Okay.
And in onesie, how do you know if somebody's a hot unicorn or just a regular unicorn?
I mean, she was hot, so I just assumed she
was. And also was a unicorn? Okay.
Well, I mean, if you saw JP in his onesie, you'd know he was a hot Super Mario?
No, it was Herbie Husker.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was Super Mario.
There were like four more Herbie Huskers.
I also said you were a hot Super Mario.
Well,
you're welcome.
You
no problem. Got you back, homie.
All right.
Anyway, so how'd you meet her at the onesie girl?
So your circles ran into each other, and then what happened?
Yeah, we just started talking, and, you know, she kind of went away from her friend group and was just talking to me after most of the night, and we started drinking, you know, listening to music, all that stuff, and turns out we're both Turnback Troubadour fans.
Nice.
And, you know, we bonded over that, and we got pretty buzzed and ended up making out at Hooligans.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So yeah. Then it's going good, and I offered her, you know, one of your Z-Trip rides home.
Right.
But she lived in Omaha. She was staying with a couple friends, so I just walked her back to her hotel, and I didn't stay the night, but, you know, I offered her to take her to that Turnpike show you guys had, and she said, yeah.
Oh, very good. So you had basically a real...
Wow.
That's real a real date. You took her to a concert after you guys met.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Texted, like, off and on to take her out, but we couldn't really get the schedules to work out. I offered to take her, you know, to the bourbon show, because that was the only time we'd get together.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was awesome, and we had a great time, and she's not responding now, so I'm not quite sure what happened. It's only been good times with us.
So you can't think of anything that was weird during that evening you spent together at the concert? No conversations, nobody you ran into, anything that seemed off?
No, she was totally awesome both times, and I thought we had great times, so I'm really confused.
Okay.
How did the date end? Did it end in a way that made you think you guys would definitely see each other again, or what?
No, I mean, she kind of just left and said goodbye. She had fun, but it was, you know, she didn't linger the second time, so I'm not quite sure what happened.
Okay, so maybe something did happen during the date that she was already kind of done. Well, okay. Let's find out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What we'll do, Ryan, is we've got Natalie's phone number. We'll give her a call and see if we can figure out what went wrong and maybe get you guys a second date.
I thought I'd be able to help you, but neither the plots to Gone Girl or Girl on a Train really apply to this one.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Sorry. That's all I got.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a normal situation, so I would appreciate help.
All right, well, we'll call her next.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, your guess is on Twitter, KX969. If you get it right, you've got a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut, or you've got the funniest one, you've got your chance to win. And it's all brought to you by Certified Transmission.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it's brought to you by Hertz Donut, where you have a chance to win a $25 gift card with your guesses on Twitter. Shoeless Joe, he was flirting with others and not paying attention to her, and it's Han Solo winking. Shamaya, he was really like Chewbacca under that onesie.
Wow, maybe. That could be it.
Super furry dude.
Maybe.
Simba says maybe it was JP that he couldn't stop talking about. It's a Eugene Levy gif, which is very funny.
Winky, winky.
But we want to know what really went wrong on the date. So we called Natalie.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Natalie.
Yeah, this is her.
Natalie, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, sweet.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Did I win something or?
Potentially.
Maybe. Yeah. I was just wondering, did you maybe lose your job and you just aimlessly ride on a train and have, you know, beverages?
Why are you talking about?
It's the plot to Girl on a Train. He's stuck on this.
I thought maybe. I'm trying here. Leave me alone.
It's
Gosh.
A good effort. I mean, I get where you're coming from. But.
Well, now that you're super confused, we have a totally separate question for you.
All right, fine.
We actually want to talk about a date you went on recently with a guy named Ryan, who likes you very much enough that he called us and wanted to get our help in finding out why you are not getting back to him anymore. Do you know who we're talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and is there a reason you're not calling him back?
Well, I'm sure he told you we met at the bar crawl.
Yeah.
My friends and I got pretty lit up. Our group of friends kind of ran into each other. So my girlfriends and I, you know, we like to get crazy and have fun. You know, we get a little, get a little nuts. And basically what happened with Ryan and his crew, I wanted to have fun that night. And so I invited Ryan and his friends back to our hotel room. But Ryan wasn't really interested in keeping the party going, but his friend Derek was.
Oh.
So Ryan left, and his friend Derek stayed.
Okay.
And
partied with you.
Yeah. And that normally would have been it for me, but then Ryan offered Turnpike tickets, and they're awesome, and I couldn't not go to the show, and he told me Derek was going to be there, too, so...
Wow, wait, it's okay.
So was Derek there?
Yeah.
And okay. Did you leave with him?
I didn't leave with him, but I definitely hooked up with him in the bathroom.
Okay. Oh. Wow, this is wrong on so many different levels. Like, somehow you beat both Gone Girl and Girl on a Train stories with this story.
Okay, no, she didn't. No one dies in her story.
Yet. We haven't got to the end of it.
There's no murder.
Well,
no, unless Derek's dead.
You're being presumptuous. She's not done yet.
Also, Derek is a terrible friend.
Man.
Yes.
Wow.
Thankfully, murder's not involved. Oh, Derek Super. Okay,
well,
great.
Well, then I guess this is all fine.
And apparently not dead.
Wow. She did say that in present tense.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Ew, we are sleuthing right now.
Natalie, this is a thing we do called Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, and Ryan called us and asked us to get a hold of you, and he is on the phone with us.
Ew, in the bathroom.
Ryan, what we've learned is you need better friends.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I didn't see that coming. I'm pretty sad right now.
That sucks all the way around.
That's a tough deal.
Well,
she accepted the tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, it just hit me.
Awesome.
I'm sure they were, but that's not
right. It
wasn't
a sold out show, but I'm not trying to justify what she did. Oh my God.
You just said it's a sold out show. This is super bad. Like,
right. Yeah.
You can see the reason why this is such a bad situation.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say to him? Because you have him on the phone.
Right.
You've been dodging him.
And now you're with his buddy.
You knocked boots with his buddy twice and took his tickets that he offered you, knowing you're knocking boots with his friend.
Would you like to kick him down and steal his puppy? Is that what you're... Would you just keep going?
You're asking her?
No, I'm asking, is she going to keep kicking him while he's down, or does she actually have something to say?
I mean, thanks for the tickets. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's cold-hearted.
Oh, my God.
Cold blood.
All right.
No, he's cool and everything, but, like, it's just sometimes it doesn't click, so...
Okay.
But the concert was awesome, and, you know... Thanks for the memories. I don't know. What do you say?
So you guys aren't going on a next date? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't think so.
No, she's pure evil. I don't have any interest.
Okay.
I feel like you're gonna have a conversation with
pure
Derek.
Evil. I mean, it's a little extreme. But...
Yeah. Who's more evil? Is it Natalie or is it your friend Derek?
Yes.
Yeah.
That answer is correct.
That answer is correct. Both of them.
All of the above.
All right. Well, Natalie, thank you for taking our phone call. And Ryan, dude, we're sorry.
Ryan, have Derek email us. We do this thing called Make It Right Mondays. And maybe we could get you some free stuff from him. That could be good.
I'm going to unfriend Derek, so I'll never talk to him again.
Yeah.
Ooh, Facebook unofficial.
Will you tell him I say hi before you do that?
Oh, no. That's not. No,
stop
she did not.
Helping.
She didn't just do that, I think, but she did. She did.
Ryan, you know what?
Just let it go.
Because
but she did.
Really crappy situation.
Wow.
Why don't you come party with us at Dirk's Bentley? Just you can bring it, whoever you want to.
Yeah.
Don't bring Derek. Don't bring Natalie.
Or bring Derek and we'll jump him. Out behind
the parking lot.
I'm just being a friend here. You know what I mean? Like, we could tell him, like, hey, there's Dirk's Bentley's out back behind the CHI Health Center. You should go back there alone. And then Coryell knows people. We'll hire him. Nothing illegal here.
We do not condone physical assault of any kind.
Listen, I meant like some. I don't know.
I'll come, but no violence.
Yeah. No violence. What if we belittled him a little bit while he was there? Like it was like verbal.
I think
stuff.
Ryan wants to fly under the radar, and
like we're just
and
like you're a jerk face.
any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we could get back at him by making him babysit Lauren's kids for a night so Lauren can go out.
I'm not letting that guy babysit my kids.
I'm just thinking of things, all right? We're brainstorming here.
I like how they offer my kids and not yours.
Well, I mean, yeah. Not all crazy.
Right. Ryan, thank you for being a fan of the show and for calling in, bud.
Okay, thank you so much.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696. Is this a bad thing? I mean, the situation is you're technically using a person to go to a show. Is that a bad thing? 466-9696. Take the friend out of the equation. That's not even a part of this.
Yeah.
This
like, is if you know just, they're interested in you,
right.
You're not interested in them. But they offered tickets to something, so you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go.
Phones are lit.
And then that'll be that.
466-9696. Your call's next, brought to you by Hertz Donut.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Wow, what a game last night that didn't even happen. It was a game for about 30 seconds.
You're a big, is it Tar Heels or Duke?
Fan, yeah.
North Carolina? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you got to be happy, 20-point win over
right.
Hated rival Duke.
Going into the Cameron Indoor Arena and having played Duke, and they had this big dude, Zion Williamson, that everybody's talking about.
He'll be the number one pick overall. He can dunk.
So apparently leading up to the game itself, because, again, the arena's not very big.
No, not 9,000 seats. It's tiny.
Everybody wanted to see this guy play.
What's that?
Is that small?
Oh, we have, ours is what, 16,000?
16,000 at PBA.
Is it normal for NBA tickets to be this much?
It's not NBA, college basketball.
Okay.
But that is not normal for college basketball tickets to be that expensive.
No, not at all. This game, people were paying more for this game than they were for the college football national championship game and an NBA playoff game combined.
Wow.
Because these expensive. Tickets are so... Because this is the number one rival in sports. This would be like... Yeah.
It's a big game, and normally tickets are in the thousands.
And Zion's a star, and people wanted to see him play in this game, which is why
normally
it's ironic.
They're in the thousands?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's such a rivalry between these two schools that people will pay upwards of $1,000 to go to this matchup.
And everybody showed up hoping to see Zion Williams, who is going to be the guy. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's going to be the next big star. He played for 36 seconds before he blew his shoe out and hurt his knee.
Oh, God.
There was somebody who spent $10,000 on a ticket to this game.
Wow.
And he played 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
I mean, at least with, like, concert tickets, you can be reasonably sure if, like, Becky on Twitter just tweeted us, she spent $300 for Garth Brooks. You can be reasonably sure you're getting 2 hours of Garth Brooks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A very good point.
Versus, you might get 36 seconds of this guy.
Right.
I mean, it's not like Garth Brooks is going to get injured and then some other dude, some B-act is going to come out and finish it for 2 hours.
Even if Garth Brooks broke a hip, I mean, they'd find
reschedule, or you get your money back,
laying on the ground, rolling around, still singing because he's Garth.
Or like, I mean, like, what was it? Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters fell off the stage, broke his leg, went
and drove back.
Yeah, just did
on
that.
A chair.
He went to the hospital, drove back. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
And then they got him a chair.
Yeah, he came back into the show.
Or they cancel it, or they and you'd get your money back, or reschedule, or
you'd
something.
You'd be able to at least get something out of it.
Yeah,
this is 36 seconds of one guy that everybody paid big money for. What's the most expensive ticket you paid for?
I was trying to think about this. This was not a big deal. Like, before we had kids and all that kind of stuff, I can think of a couple times we spent $200 on a theater ticket.
It's a big deal.
When the producers first toured with Martin Short and Jason Alexander, and it was just off all the, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I think we spent $200 on those tickets. Recently, we spent $150 to see Billy Joel. Although I feel like that is almost different because a friend bought the tickets and we paid her back in installments.
Nice.
I paid her back like $50 a month
that's
for
a good friend.
Six
that's
months,
a good way
something
to
like that.
Yeah, no, that's the way you do that. How about you, Nick? Have you?
I've been lucky because, like, at this job, you know, we get tickets to go, so I've been very lucky in that.
But like before this job, before you guys had kids,
we used to go to concerts, but back then, all the rock concerts I'd go to, because I don't go to theater concerts, so all the rock concerts were like $50 a ticket. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Wasn't too expensive for you.
Like, yeah. I went to a festival one time. That's like big acts. Like, yeah, it would
back
always
in the
be.
Beginning.
Because because before, like, all these off ticket sites and everything, remember, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, a ticket price was usually around $45. Like, you kind of knew that was roughly which, like, when I went and saw Red Hot Chili Peppers and Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
When I went to that show, it was like a 2001. It was a $42 ticket. Now it'd be like $120, right. You know?
The price so has been racked up on that one.
Very lucky on that.
Well, the phone lines are all lit up, so we'll get to this. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What's the most expensive amounts you've spent on a ticket?
And was it worth it?
Yeah, because whether or not 36 seconds of Zion Williamson playing is not worth it.
If the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, I would spend whatever I needed to go to that thing. And it probably wouldn't be worth it just because, from what I hear, the seats stink and all that kind of stuff. But I would spend $1,000 on that.
I was going to say, my brother dropped 100%. Many hundreds of dollars, probably $1,000, to see the Dodgers lose in the World Series.
Yeah.
Just get killed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll get to your Tortuga keyword in a second, but first, 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. The most you spent on a ticket, and was it worth it? Your call is coming up, brought to you by Max Muscle.
KZKX, Seward Lincoln.
Howdy, folks. This is your captain. As you can see, we've turned the rock out light on. You are now free to rock around the cabin.
Fly away. Hey!
All right, Tortuga Music Festival, which, by the way, the 3-day VIP pass for there is $1,100 a ticket for all 3 days at Tortuga. You're getting it for free from us.
Free's better.
Shop is the word. Put the word S-H-O-P into our website at KZKX.com, and we'll save you a bunch of money because we're going to get you airfare, hotel accommodations, tickets to the big event, a ride down to the beach and back. Everything's taken care of for you, and that way you don't have to spend the, I think the original 3-day super VIP was $2,000 a ticket.
Wow.
But, I mean, the lineup, for some people, that would be worth it because you got Al Dean and Thomas Rhett and Kenny Chesney and Kane Brown and Maren Morris and Sheryl Crow. It's a huge lineup. So
I've still never seen Maren Morris live on
I know, right?
She was good when she opened. She opened. Who'd she open for? Keith Urban
Keith
here.
Urban
yeah,
Link.
No,
Keith
she
Urban.
Was really, she was good.
So we wanted to know from you, what was the most most you spent on a ticket and was it worth it? People paid up to $10,000 for 36 seconds of Zion Williamson at the Duke game last
so
night.
So Casey just messaged us. The most I spent on a ticket was over $3,000. I was buying for a group of friends for an Eric Church concert. I thought it was going to be $500 when I agreed to front all six tickets. Come to find out it was way more than that. I then bought cheaper tickets and hoping to sell the other ones. Welp, never did sell them. Got stuck with a $5,000 credit card bill for 12 Eric Church tickets.
Wow. I miss the days, like I was talking about earlier, where these tickets are so cheap.
Right.
Like it
yeah.
used to be if you got a pit ticket, that was actually the cheaper ticket because you're going to be standing
you didn't
the whole
get a
time.
Chair.
Yeah, you don't have a
and
chair.
And you're going to be fighting for a spot the entire time.
Yeah.
Now that's like the most expensive ticket you
it's
can buy.
On the floor, GA in the pit.
Man.
Alyssa on Facebook says, Backstreet Boys are playing the day after my birthday this year. I was going to purchase the meet and greet tickets for $900 until I found out I'm pregnant and due a week before the concert. Damn, kids.
So 466-9696. We've got a bunch of calls lined up already. If it's busy, hang up, try again. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. The most you spent on a ticket, and was it worth it? We'll get your calls after Old Dominion. Kix 96.9.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
North Carolina and Duke. One of the biggest rivalries around and a chance to see Zion Williamson, one of the biggest phenoms for the NBA draft coming up.
Lauren, what is the most money you'd be willing to throw down to see Hamilton in New York with the original cast?
Oh, wow. With the original cast?
Like, let's say money was not an option, and it was like, where, or let's say it is kind of an option, but you could throw down some cash. Where would be, what would you do? Like, would you just...
A lot, but I don't know how to think about that.
Dude,
because
just don't think money's no object.
The Chiefs haven't been in the Super Bowl since Super Bowl IV, okay? We're talking like 1969.
Right.
If and when they made it, like, I would be a little over a girl, and my wife and I would argue a lot about it. Like, she'd be so mad at me for
Take
buying
out
that
a loan
ticket.
Just to be able to
I would.
The Super Bowl.
I would have to go with my dad and my brothers.
It's,
like, it'd be so... Like, I'm actually tearing
team.
Up thinking about
it's
it right
your
now.
It's your team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh.
You can barely see Hamilton 4 years in for a grand right now.
Oh, seriously?
No,
oh,
tickets? Like, if you were to go to... I was looking this up yesterday because we started this conversation. Hamilton has been running in New York for 4 years now. 4 years. None of the original cast is still there. Tickets are still, like, if you were going to go next weekend, like $600.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of people have already gone.
Oh, baby Luke, you have to get a scholarship to go to college because we're still paying off our Hamilton loans.
What's the most you've spent on a ticket and was it worth it? Hi, Kix.
I spent $1,500 on a
Luke Bryan ticket.
Oh, wow. Was it an amazing seat?
Yeah, it was in the pit.
Okay.
Perfect. And was it worth it for you?
Oh, yeah. Luke Bryan is the best.
Super fan. Got to see Luke Bryan for $1,500.
For $1,500, you should be able to go to the concert in his car with him.
He should give you his hat that you could take home.
You can let us know as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good morning. The most you spent on a ticket?
$3,200.
For what?
Wow.
Boise State, first Oklahoma into Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I could see that being absolutely insane. Are you a Oklahoma or Boise State fan?
Boise State.
Yeah, I could see that being absolutely insane because you don't get too many attempts at those things.
Right. Was it worth it for you?
Most definitely.
Oh, God. Man.
Yeah. And you were sent off the air.
Boise State won that game, which Boise State doesn't go to a lot of those like big games like that, the Fiesta Bowl and stuff. But that was the game they won on a trick play, and then the running back proposed to his girlfriend who was a cheerleader.
I remember that.
Like, it was one of the most epic moments in Boise State history.
Well, at least for that guy's super expensive ticket, he got a show.
Right, so exactly. What'd you spend on a ticket?
Alabama ticket, $1,000.
Wow.
$1,000. Was it worth it?
For my wife, it was. She had front row seats. She got to go backstage.
Oh, man.
She got a limited edition electric guitar autographed by the whole entire band.
Whoa.
Which means if it was worth it for her, then I assume it was worth it for you. So that's good.
Well, my seat was $300, and all I got was a poster.
But she's
15
happy.
Rows behind her.
Oh, my. That's so
funny.
I didn't get to go backstage either.
You got
I had to wait for 2 hours.
You got all kinds of brownie points now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That was that when they played at Council Bluffs and the farewell tour.
Yep, he won big because she's happy.
Huvan on Twitter says, in 2010, I paid $300 for one ticket to see the Huskers lose to Texas on October 16th. The seat was in the visitors section.
Oh.
I still lived in Wyoming at the time, so I also drove 7 hours to Lincoln. It was worth it, even though they lost, because it was my first Huskers game, though.
Just to be
that's
able to
a
go
great
to that game.
Story.
Yeah, you got that story for forever.
I got a
drove
a text
7 hours
from,
to sit in the visitors section and watch them lose.
I got a text from a buddy of mine, and he said he went down to the Final Four to watch North Carolina eventually win the championship, and he said $750 a ticket. Worth it, though, because he bought two tickets for him and his little boy.
Aww,
which would be so worth it.
Historic.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, sometimes bad things happen when you buy these tickets.
Morning.
Hi.
What's the most you ever spent on a ticket?
Well, last year, we purchased tickets to Golden State Warriors and Minnesota Timberwolves up in Minnesota.
And how much
for
was
his
that?
Birthday.
Okay.
And he's a big... Is it Stephen Curry? Stephen Curry.
Yeah,
Stephen Curry.
Curry.
Huge fan of that man. And we bought our hotels, everything, drove all the way up there. And 2 days prior to the game, the guy got hurt and didn't show up for the game.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
Oh, no. What an awesome mom, though.
There were tears.
Holy cow.
That's the hard part with that with athletes.
I told you guys off air. My cousin tried to go to Game 7 with the Royals, and he spent over $1,000 per ticket to try to go to this thing. Because in Kansas City, the Royals hadn't happened all that often. 1985, okay. And he got there. The ticket was fake, so he also had to pay $100 to get in the parking lot. So he spent $2,100 to sit in the parking lot on the back of his truck with his girlfriend, listening to the crowd cheer and scream and. In the stadium.
Wow.
I
mean, you were there, but you're not there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a tough ticket.
That'd be a hard pill to swallow.
No, especially when you know it's free on TV.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
You can share your stories as well. The most expensive ticket, was it worth it, on Facebook or Twitter at KX969. The Nitty Gritty from Music City, just minutes away.